Message from the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Kep, AO. We're thrilled to bring you the autumn edition of Melbourne Magazine. It features updates on exciting city-shaping projects, as well as opportunities to expand connections in your community and ways to get involved in events and happenings in the city. Our cover celebrates 70 years of Moomba, Australia's largest community festival, held right here in the events capital of the nation. We take a look back at the marvellous monarchs, the daring antics, and how it has grown in popularity over the years to become one of Melbourne's most popular events. Catch up on how work is progressing on the Green Line project, the Kensington Community Aquatic and Recreation Centre, and Dodds Street Linear Park. Our team is working hard to bring the community's vision to life, creating a bustling new riverfront precinct and providing important community infrastructure. Melbourne is fast becoming one of the best places to start and grow a business. Last year, Invest Melbourne attracted 67 major projects, creating more than 1,650 jobs and $430 million in capital expenditure. We've also welcomed the City Economy Advisory Committee to draw on the expertise of business and industry representatives and help us find new ways to boost visitation and business. In this edition, you can explore our city's array of local businesses and learn more about doing business in Melbourne, including all the resources and support available to help you thrive. Ensuring city cleanliness is not only an essential part of our business, it's also key to our status as Australia's most livable city. Find out how our clean team makes the city shine and take steps to keep it sparkling through our online reporting tool. There's so much more to discover within these pages, including a guide to accessible dining, facilities, and adventures across the city. We hope you enjoy this edition. To stay up to date, subscribe to our email newsletter at news.melbourne.vic.gov.au. Signed by Sally Kep, AO, Lord Mayor. The picture caption reads, Councillor Jamal Hakim, Councillor David Griffiths, Lord Mayor Sally Kep, and Deputy Lord Mayor Nicholas Rees, welcoming international students back to Melbourne earlier this year. The City of Melbourne respectfully acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we govern, the Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung and Bunurong Bunwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation, and pays respect to their elders, past and present. We acknowledge and honour the unbroken spiritual, cultural and political connection they have maintained to this unique place for more than 2,000 generations. We accept the invitation and the Uluru Statement from the heart and are committed to walking together to build a better future.